Welcome to another episode of Ryan's Method Passive Income Podcast. Here's your host, Ryan Hoag.
Hey guys, I just recently got back from a weekend in Austin, Texas, where I was at South by Southwest. I actually got invited to be a part of a panel led by CNBC called The New American Dream, Making Passive Income and Working for Yourself. So when I have the video replay, I want to send that out to you. Make sure you're on my email list so that I can send you the recording. I'll put a link to my email list in the description. But today I was thinking, why don't we just look at the niches that are currently selling? And this may seem like an obvious thing to do, but I want to show you how I actually do it and really quickly just kind of like audit at a high level where people are spending their money, like in terms of what t-shirts people are buying on the number one platform in the world, Amazon. We've done this before, but like I feel like I'm focusing more on the process in this video than the niches themselves. I'm just going to literally scan over them and show you how I kind of log in my head where people are spending their money, because this is the easiest way to make sales, guys, is to look again where the sales are taking place and then going and carving out a piece of the pie for yourself. So let's get to it. Okay, so we're gonna start this in Merch Dominator. By using a research tool like this, it's going to filter out a lot of the protected shirts and only look at Amazon merch shirts, which is how I prioritize my research process. The most money is going to be made on Amazon, guys. I know everybody loves Etsy too. I love Etsy too, but like Amazon's 10 times bigger. You know what I mean? So I love prioritizing Amazon. There's obviously a lot of crossover as well. So I'm going to go to MBA and KDP and then click best sellers. And right now you could just scroll through like this, but you're going to see every product that they have indexed in their database sorted by lowest BSR to highest BSR. BSR stands for best seller rank. The lower, the better, right? And of course, this is just measuring these products on a relative basis to each other. Okay, so the lower the BSR, literally, they're outselling the products in that category with the higher BSR. But I like to look at the newer products, so I'm gonna change sorting to newest and then hit search. And in doing this, I get to basically audit recently uploaded products that have already made sales. This is where you're gonna see a lot of the same products that we just saw when we looked at bestsellers, but also see emerging trends and a lot of validation for the trends that we already knew were coming. So let's look at the very first design that you see there. It says, sign the contract, big boy, sign the contract. So I already researched this, and this is related to, I guess, Mike Tyson calling out, Jake Paul for a boxing match. I think he did sign the contract. If you're gonna make a shirt related to celebrities, public figures like that, I don't think it's necessarily illegal to do, right? Because what does the shirt say? It just says sign the contract. Like, is that not allowed because a celebrity uttered those words in that specific order? No, it's still allowed. But like, if you tag Mike Tyson in the shirt, you're going to get rejected, of course. So always be smart, right? I think Mike Tyson was literally wearing that shirt in a social media post he made. So again, this is by the way, do you need to know who Mike Tyson is or follow boxing in order to sell that shirt? No, right? You can profit off of it just by looking at Merch Dominator, getting the trend right here. So let's kind of pick up the speed here. Isn't it past your jail time? Well, that looks like a Trump shirt just by the Trump hair on the letter O. The next one says Dunk Hair 23. I'm not sure what that is. Sometimes we can tell 23 drip drunk hair olive. Yeah, I mean, I don't know exactly what that is. When I see 23 though, I think like Michael Jordan, and then I think probably stay away. Like when it gets to professional athletes and the numbers they wear and jerseys, it's almost always good to just skip those, in my opinion. You've got another sign the contract, big boy. We know what that is. I feel like I'm already tired tomorrow. So that's just an evergreen. That could see an uptick maybe for like April Fools. Right here, 364 days, I'm Latina, but today I'm Irish, of course. So we've got a scalable St. Patrick's Day shirt idea. I love that. I say scalable because you can switch out Latina for, you know, anything else that makes sense. Daytona Beach, Florida Bike Week 2024. Okay, so there you go, a Bike Week shirt. And I'm sure if they have it in Daytona Beach, they probably have it in other locations. So this one right here behind me, also another example of scalable. Next one, Universal Studios. That should probably be filtered out. Next one says Here Fishy Fishy. So I'd call that an evergreen fishing shirt. Say Her Name, Lakin Riley. I think I know the backstory there, and I'm pretty sure it's not like something you should be selling on Amazon merch because it goes against the, you know, content policy where you cannot basically sell things related to like human tragedy. So I would stay away there. 3.14 1592 65 crazy number shirt. 3.14 pi for Pi Day. Okay, March 14th, a few days away. Next one is this like weird trending designs that we saw a shop on Etsy absolutely killing it with these designs. I'm sure they've been duplicated many times though, and I haven't really kept my finger on the pulse, but I would imagine they're also trying to protect their intellectual property. So I would not be caught posting these to Amazon if I wasn't the original IP holder. It seems like a very specific design style that they go after. So yeah, so I would skip that too. But it says you're either a smart fella or a fart smella. Like all the designs are really weird and the text is usually pretty funny. This one says, I don't trust soup. I don't trust soup. I don't know what that is. Okay, it looks like John Cena wore a shirt that says, I don't trust soup. Guys, sometimes selling shirts is this easy. Like you literally just follow celebrities. There's a lot of different ways to do this. I actually outline a bunch of ways to do this. Of course, always keeping your account safe. You know, do your trademark research, make sure, you know, it's not copyrighted, all that stuff. But there's ways to just like let celebrities do the marketing for you. Like they sometimes just wear random graphic shirts with simple text on it, right? I don't trust soup. Looks like John Cena wore it and now it's selling on Amazon. Our patients are the cutest little bunnies, NICU nurse. So a nice little nursing cross-niched with Easter shirt. And it looks like you can also scale out the sub-profession, I guess, of nursing. If that's a word, I might have just made that up. But hopefully you get what I mean. Where to gold at? And you've got that like leprechaun meme where the guy sketched a leprechaun. That was like super old, probably like over a decade old at this point. Looks like a hockey shirt there. Math is a piece of pie, P-I for Pi Day. Another sign the contract, big boy. So again, guys, you don't need to know anything other, you know, other than this shirt is selling and to go profit off of it. Mermaid honey. I'm not sure why that's selling. That seems like something that would sell around like Halloween, but you've got eclipse shirts. It looks like you've got three very similar eclipse shirts behind me. They all have different BSRs though. Okay. So those are three, even four actually. Cause look, so you have a dabbing cat wearing sunglasses and then you've got different, pieces of text associated with the design. So the one right here is just the dabbing cat with the eclipse behind it. The one next to that is the same dabbing cat eclipse, then with the date 4/08/2024. This one right here, same graphic elements, but it says total solar eclipse with the date. And then this one right here says Ohio as well. So somebody made at least four sales by basically just creating a single design and then rotating different graphic elements in addition to the core two things, which was the dabbing cat with the sunglasses and the eclipse behind it. And you're supposed to wear, you know, special glasses when you look at the eclipse. So I think the sunglasses element makes a little bit of sense there. Let's see, most likely to do an Irish goodbye. So you've got another St. Paddy's Day shirt. Those are definitely like it's too late for those. But again, we're looking at the new uploads here in Merch Dominator that have already made a sale. Sometimes it shows things that are not that relevant, like the St. Paddy's Day stuff. This is really validation, if anything, showing you that, hey, even though we're really close to the holiday, people are still uploading in the last day or two and making sales. This is why I say if you're in the low tiers, like tier 10, this is the approach you should be taking. You need to be where the most sales are taking place because then you can just delete those designs, make room for the next big thing. That's just my personal opinion, but I've been doing it for a while now, so I can stand by the logic. Another Pi Day, St. Patrick's Day, St. Patrick's Day, Joe Biden, the dabbing cat we talked about, hat trick or lipsticks, hat trick or lipstick, pop loves you. Okay, hat trick or lipstick. So I guess that's golf, lipstick, even though hat trick I think is supposed to be hockey. That's a weird shirt, but it's sold. Oh, you throw balls? That's cool. I throw people. So you got a wrestling shirt. Got some Easter shirts. Heaven is my home. I'm just here recruiting. Another St. Paddy's Day, St. Paddy's Day, Eclipse, Shenanigans Coordinator, St. Paddy's Day, St. Paddy's Day. 314 STL. So I'm not sure what this niche is. This is how I do it, guys. You know? 314 STL. So I'm not getting that much information from the listing itself. Then I pop over to Google. Let's see what this is. What does 314 mean in St. Louis? Pi Day. St. Louis Pi Day is the annual celebration. St. Louisians, as the number serves as an area code. Got you. So St. Louis 314 is an area code. So special, maybe cross niche opportunity there with Pi Day coming up on March 14th, you know, the third month and the 14th day and the 314 area code. So guys, I think we've been going on for a while now. We're going to start seeing some overlap as well. Say Her Name, Lake and Riley. So we've seen those. We've seen the Eclipse stuff. A lot of St. Patrick's Day stuff, but this is basically it. This is how I audit what is currently selling. This is good for making short-term decisions. When it comes to making long-term decisions, that's what I try to tackle when I do the top five niches of the week niches, where it's more forward-looking Then I also think it's smart to keep your own niche calendar, which I certainly keep, and then I share with my private community on a weekly basis, but also we do like on the first of the month, we do monthly resources. We do a 30-day calendar and a 60-day calendar. So anyways, that's always linked in the description. Guys, I hope you found this video helpful. Let me know if you have any requests for videos in the future, because I'm always looking for ideas. I mean, I love talking niches. This is really where the money's made, right? What is the hierarchy if you want to be a successful print-on-demand seller? Well, you need to know what to sell first, okay? If you sell things that nobody wants to buy, you're going to make zero sales. So sell things people want to buy, make good designs, then post them on the platforms that people actually go shopping on, right? Does that make sense? Let me know in the comments. So I'd love to hear from you guys. Please hit that like button on your way out, subscribe, and I'll see you tomorrow with a new video.